When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Friday Breakfast Show, brought to you by the Pirate Rugby. My name is Hugh, and this is your 15-minute mini-podcast capturing all the news and results in the world of rugby union in between the recordings of the main podcast, as well as Ender's vital rugby TV guide to set you up for the weekend's action ahead. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, which is growing all the time. You can find exclusive videos on there, which you won't find anywhere else. Thank you for the support for the mini surprise catch-up extra podcast, podcast number 3 this week, capturing all the men's rugby, after we forgot to talk about it because we were so excited talking to Julia about all the women's rugby. If anyone hasn't listened to the main podcast yet this week, please do. It's really, really good. I promise it's really, really good. Julia was absolutely fantastic. If you do want to get your catch up for the men's game, I put out a 10/8 minute long catch up of all the main results there. I did forget to talk about the Pro Day Deux, but luckily I remembered late enough to put it in the description of the actual podcast itself, so you can read it there. Don't plan on doing that every single week. This is very much just a one-off. Plan to remember to talk about the men's in the main podcast next week. But anyway, on with this show. And there was only one midweek rugby to talk about this week, and it was in the Pro Day Deux, and it was Dax versus Brive, and it finished 27 points to 10 for Dax. Romped away in the second half, but I don't think they ever looked like losing this one. They're now up to fourth in the Pro Day Deux, Brive in seventh. But there's still the top three of Van, Bezier and Provence, all within 1 point. Huge round of fixtures tonight in the Pro Day Deux as well. Absolutely no idea who's going to go up. You know we're back in Van, but I don't mind who goes up. That's the only midweek rugby to talk about. So now I'm going to talk to you about some of the news and headlines. There's not too many, so this has a chance of staying within 15 minutes this week for a change. First up, we're going to Australia and the Melbourne Rebels, who had gone into administration, who were being funded by Rugby Australia this year, who did look like they were going to go out of business. They're apparently in talks with private equity for a takeover, and that would see them join forces with Western United, which is a football team, football being soccer in this case. That's interesting. Going to keep a close eye on this. This is reported by Raw. Don't know too much about Australian football or the private equity that is about this, so I'm just going to wait and see what happens. What I will say is, I hear from rumours that the rejoining of the Jaguares, the Argentinian team, to Super Rugby was pretty far along. So if then, you know, they seem to be planning for life after the Rebels. So if the Rebels do survive, be interesting to see what happens. Just watch this space, not too many details on this one. Staying in Australia, though, ticket allocations for all three British and Irish Lions tests are exhausted, is the word that the Wallabies Twitter account used. No more tickets to go and see the Lions. It's not cheap to go from the Northern Hemisphere down to the Southern Hemisphere to watch the Lions, so fair play to all the people who've spent a lot of money. I really, really, really want to go and see the next tour in New Zealand, which is now 6-7 years away, so I've got that time to save up and get it booked. Fingers crossed, I really want to go to Dunedin. I want to sit in that really fancy glass stadium and watch a tour game there, maybe a midweek game. That's a bucket list item for me, so that's my goal. But tickets in Australia are now sold out. If you want to go, it's going to have to be for a midweek game, and get going because they're going to sell out fast. More money news. It's been reported that the Top 14 / Pro Day Deux TV deal has a reserve on it for 130 million, not dollars, euros, which is even more, per year. That's the reserve on it. And Canal 5 will be, oh no, sorry, not Canal 5, Canal Plus, will be in pole position to retake that deal. They currently have it now. They currently show it on free to air. Yeah, it's just interesting. That's one to keep an eye on for the French public. I'm sure they hope it will stay on free to air. The other big contender will probably be BN Sports, which would be behind a paywall, I believe. More French news. Montpellier are playing Perpignan in the top 14 on the weekend of April 27th to 28th. And it appears that Perpignan are taking over Montpellier somewhat. Montpellier are doing badly, as we've talked about several times on this show. And the Catalan fans have bought, have exceeded their limit for this. I think they bought something like 635 tickets. They've had to limit how many tickets the away fans can buy at 500. So it's just an interesting one, you know. It's interesting in two ways. Firstly, Perpignan, away fans, absolute legends. Secondly, for all the incredible attendances that they get in the top 14, and for all the talk of it being like the biggest and best and most watched league and things, it's still mostly home following. And this is kind of, you know, when people talk about, oh, there's no away following in the URC. Well, away following isn't really the big thing in any league. Away following, you know, is a very much like a football in the United Kingdom and Ireland, I guess, kind of thing. Away following isn't a European thing particularly. So if anybody is looking to away attendances in rugby anywhere to really boost attendance figures, that's not really what it's about. Yes, 500 extra heads would make a noticeable difference in most URC grounds, but it's not night and day. So I just thought that was quite interesting. Any other news? Oh, yes. Sam Whitelock has decided to call time on his international career. Kiwi legend, most capped Kiwi of all time, I believe, 135 appearances. Played in more Rugby World Cup games than anybody else. Lots of tributes. He's currently playing for Po and will finish playing for Po this season and then hang up his boots. So it was very much make the most of your last year, Sam. No player, probably no luck, is more deserving of the praise and adoration that Sam Whitelock is. So best of luck to him for the rest of his career. I wouldn't be shocked to see him return to the All Blacks setup as a coach or an assistant in some way. But we'll have to wait and see what happens. And then two last bits of news. Firstly, Georgia are playing Fiji in the summer. This has been announced. So that's going to be taking place on the 5th of July. So that's an exciting game. That should be quite an evenly matched game. So looking forward to see what happens there. Georgia's summer fixtures this year are going to be Fiji, Japan and Australia. I'm interested to know if any of those are actually going to play in Fiji, because Fiji don't get to play many home games, which is a shame. And then final bit of news is that Leicester Tigers have been slapped with a fine for breaching the salary cap. Yes, those silly rules where if you exceed financial restraints, you get hit with a financial penalty. So it's kind of almost worth it to just break the rules, because if you've got the money to break the rules, you've got the money to pay a fine. But apparently it's just a small thing. They have, of course, been fined for breaking the rules in the past, but apparently this is unrelated. Oh, it's all just so complicated. I don't really want to get into it. Anyway, I'm going to hand you over to my friend and colleague, Ender, now. Before I do that, just want to remind you to give us a follow on Twitter so you never miss a piece of content we drop. Subscribe to our Substack, which is up to a giddy 53 subscribers now, which I'm very excited about. And you can send us any questions that you like. Don't forget to send us your moments of the week on the next pod. We'll be putting the poll out on Twitter for people to reply to tell us their moments of the week. And yeah, enjoy Ender's TV guide and rugby transfers. I'll speak to you next week. Cheers.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right, folks. Let's run through the transfer news from the past week. The biggest story of the week so far has definitely been the rumour that Springbok loosehead prop Stephen Kitsoff will be heading back to the Stormers after only 1 year into his 3-year deal. If the rumour materialises, it'll be great news for the Stormers, who are experiencing an injury crisis at present at loosehead prop, but thankfully veteran 86-year-old Brock Harris has been able to jump in this season. For Ulster, it would certainly free up some much-needed cash. In other transfer news, Portuguese star Nicolas Martin will be joining top 14 side Montpellier next season. That is, of course, if they are still a top 14 side, because they are struggling so far this season. Meanwhile, Phil Kokkinasinghe, who is the younger brother of England wing Joe Kokkinasinghe, is joining the Ospreys from Leicester Tigers. Saracens have signed Newcastle fly-half Louis Johnson on a long-term deal, while the Premiership side have also confirmed the signing of out-half Fergus Burke from the Crusaders as another replacement for the departing Owen Farrell. The 24-year-old is a former New Zealand under-20 international and is both English and Scottish qualified. And finally, it was confirmed during the week that Edinburgh have signed England tight-head prop Paul Hill from Northampton Saints on a 2-year deal. Moving on to broadcast news, it was confirmed this week that Premier Sports will relaunch in the UK on April the 9th after reacquiring their UK business back from Viaplay. Some of the highlights from that deal: Premier Sports 1 and 2 will replace Viaplay Sports 1 and 2, and they will be available on Sky, Virgin Media and Amazon Prime channels. They have promised a new enhanced streaming service that again is due to go live on the 9th of this month. And existing Viaplay customers will be automatically transferred to Premier Sports. They have retained all of their rugby rights, so URC, Top 14, Challenge Cup, but there is no confirmation beyond the current season. But it is important to note that the existing URC deal does have another year left on it. In terms of pricing, nothing has been confirmed yet, but it is rumoured that the prices that customers were paying on Viaplay will be largely the same. They will offer rolling contracts, 12-month contracts, and you will be able to sign up via Sky or Virgin Media and directly from Premier Sports. Now, one caveat, and it was raised during the week, it's unclear if Premier are actually going to launch an app or if it's only going to be a player that you'll have to cast to your TV. Hopefully this will all become clear in the coming days, but watch out on our socials to keep up to date with it. Now, let's move on to the rugby broadcast and kickoff guide for the weekend. The Champions Cup is back with a bang this weekend, with 8 games spread across Friday to Sunday. We also have plenty of Challenge Cup action, Super Rugby, MLR and Japan Rugby League 1 games coming up. So let's start with Friday evening, because by the time this pod is released, the Blues will have played Western Force and the Rebels will have played Fiji and Drua in Super Rugby Pacific. But the action tonight kicks off at 8 o'clock as Harlequins host Glasgow in the Champions Cup. The game is available on TNT Sports 1 in both the UK and Ireland. And then at the same time in the Challenge Cup, Gloucester host Cast. And that game is available on Viaplay Sports 1 and on Premier Sports 1. Moving to Saturday, for the Night Owls who are out there, at 2 a.m, Utah Warriors play Anthem Rugby in Major League Rugby. That game, of course, is available, as are all the MLR games, for free on the Rugby Network. That game is followed by Seattle Seawolves versus Dallas Jackals at 3:30. And then we have Black Rams v the Eagles in Japan Rugby League 1 kicking off at 5 a.m. And there's free coverage on Rugby Pass TV. All you have to do is sign up, and it is free, of course, to do so. Then at 7:05, we've got the first of the day's Super Rugby action as the Chiefs host Moana Pacifica. That game is available on Sky Sports Action. And that game is immediately followed by Brumbies v Waratahs at 9:35 a.m. And again, that game is being shown on Sky Sports Action. And of course, you can stream it on now. Then at 12:30, we have the first of the day's Champions Cup action. As South African side Bulls play Lyon. And that game is being shown on TNT Sports 2. Also at 12:30, we have Claremont playing the Cheetahs in the Challenge Cup. A little bit tricky watching this game, but it is available on EPCR TV. It is not being shown on any linear channels. Then at 3 o'clock, we have Exeter playing Bath in the Champions Cup on TNT Sports 2. And kicking off at the same time, we have South African side, the Stormers, playing La Rochelle in the Champions Cup. That game is available on TNT Sports 4. Moving to 5:30, Bordeaux host Saracens in the Champions Cup. That's available on TNT Sports 2. At the same time, Benetton host the Lions in the Challenge Cup. That game is available only on EPCR TV. You do have to pay, I believe it's around $6.99 per game, and that is in Euro. Then at 8 o'clock, Leinster host Leicester in the Champions Cup. There's free-to-air coverage in Ireland on RTE2, and it's also being shown on TNT Sports 2. At the same time in the Challenge Cup, Ospreys host Sale Sharks. That game is available free-to-air in the UK on S4C. And if you're in Ireland, it's available on EPCR TV. Also, 8 o'clock in the Challenge Cup, Edinburgh host Bayonne. And that game is available on Viaplay Sports 1 and on Premier Sports 1. Then, to finish up on Saturday, there are three Major League Rugby games kicking off at 9, 9.30 and 10. We have New Orleans playing Chicago, Free Jacks playing Miami, and Old Glory playing RFC LA. Moving to Sunday, at 6:30 in the morning, we have Steelers v Sungoliath in the Japan Rugby League 1. Again, you can watch for free on Rugby Pass TV. At 12:30, we have the first of the day's Champions Cup action as Northampton host Munster. There's free-to-air coverage in the UK on ITV1. And there's also coverage on TNT Sports 1. Then at 12:30, we also have Montpellier hosting Ulster in the Challenge Cup on Viaplay Sports 1 and on Premier Sports 1. Then at 3 o'clock, we've got two games. First up, we've got Toulouse playing Racing 92 in the Champions Cup. That game is available on TNT Sports 1. And also at the same time, we have the Sharks hosting Zebre at 3 in the Challenge Cup. It's only available on EPCR TV. And finally, to round up the weekend's action, we have Poe hosting Connacht in the Challenge Cup at 5:30. And it's being shown on Viaplay Sports 1 and on Premier Sports 1. Enjoy the weekend, folks.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.